Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 14th day of Cheshvan, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Shnaim, two people, two men, not related, Reuven and Moshe, let's call them. Shekitshu Shtei Achoyos, that were Mekadosh two sisters, let's call them Leah and Rachel. Ze'eni Yodaya Ezekidish. Each one now does not know which of the sisters each one was Mekadesh. Zenoisen Shnei Gittin. So Reuven will have to give two gittin, one to Leah, one to Rachel. Zenoisen Shnei Gittin. And Moshe will have to give two gittin, one to Leah, one to Rachel. What's the reason for that? That's because both men, Reuven and Moshe, are forbidden to have any one of these women to marry them, because each one that they're trying to marry could be a sister of the woman that they've already given kiddushin to. It is absolutely forbidden to marry the sister of one's wife if that wife is alive. And each one of them is a sofik achas ishto. Meisu, what happens if Reuven and Moshe both die without children? Now remember, Reuven and Moshe are not related. But if they die without children, then there is a mitzvah on the brothers of Yibum or Chalitza. Lozeach, Reuven happens to have a brother, let's call him Shimon. Velozeach, and Moshe has a brother, let's call him Aaron. Zecholitz lishtayan, so Shimon will have to give Chalitza to Leah and Rachel. Vezecholitz lishtayan, and Aaron will have to give Chalitza to Leah and Rachel, and no one can do Yibum. What's the reason for that? Because neither of them know who is their brother's wife, their deceased brother's wife, who was the Yavama. And therefore, each one can't do Yibum. Why is that? Because if they marry, or if they do Yibum to Leah, for example, if Shimon does, let's say, Yibum to Leah, it's possible that Rachel was really his brother's wife, and Leah is the sister of the woman who he was meant to marry. That's called Achois Zukukasoi. We've had this before. There's a sister of someone who was Zukuka to him, connected to him. When the brother died, immediately upon dying without children, his deceased, his widow, becomes what's called Zukuka, connected to him. And therefore, he cannot do Yibum to Leah, in case Rachel is the Zukuka, and Leah is called Achos Zukukoso, which is forbidden midrabona, not minatora. It's not really the sister of a wife, but it's close to that. It's close to that. The rabbis did not want anyone marrying even a sister of a Zukuka, of a woman who is connected by this husband, by the brother dying. Lozeh Echad, what happens if Reuven had one brother, Shimon, who's a surviving brother, and Moshe has two brothers. Moshe has Aaron and Elazar. Let's call him Aaron and Elazar, the two surviving brothers. Well, here it's different. Hayochid choylitz lishtayan. Now Shimon, who is the single brother of Reuven, the deceased brother, he has to give chalitza to both. As we said before, he cannot do Yibum to one of them first, because that may not be his Yavama. It may be the sister of his Yavama. And again, that's forbidden to him because of Achois Zukukosa Midrabonon. It's called the sister of a woman who was connected through needing Yibum. Nor can he give Chalitza to one of the women, one of the sisters, and then do Yibum to the other one. Because maybe the Chalitza, the one he did Chalitza to, was his real Yavama, was his deceased brother's wife. And then the second one, because forbidden midrabanon, as achois chalutzasai. You cannot marry the sister of a woman you gave chalitza to. Again, a rabbinic prohibition. So the only solution for the single brother, Shimon, is to give chalitza to both. And by doing so, it would free up any of the one that's really his yavama from being what's called a Yavama Lashuk, from being a Yavama that's just gone out to the market. He's freed that because he's given Chalitza to both. Now let's turn to the other brother. Right, Moshe passed away, leaving two brothers, the Hashnaim, the the two brothers that are surviving, the Aaron and Elazar. Here, we have a solution. Echod Chalitz, one can give Chalitza to one of the sisters. Let's say Rachel gives Chalitza to Rachel, let's say. That would take off the Zika from his brother in case that was his Yivoma. The Zika's gone, the connection. The Echod Miyabim. And then the other brother, Elazar, can marry Leah, can do Yibum, if he wants to, or Chalitza. Because if it is his Yivoma, if that Rif Leah was really his brother's wife, fantastic, he's done Yibum. And if it's not the brother's wife, that would be the sister of the one that was his wife. That's not a problem. That's not Achosuku Kosai. Because the Zika, the connection, has been removed by his brother Aaron, who gave Chalitza. And therefore, there's no longer Achosuku Kosai. So the one that has two brothers, we have a solution. One can give Chalitza, one can do Yibum. Kodmo. What happens if the two brothers, Aaron and Elazar, didn't listen, didn't even ask the Shaila? They just went ahead, the consul, and they married the sisters, Aaron and Elazar. After Shimon gave Chalitza to both of them, then each one, Aaron and Elazar, did Yibum to the two sisters before they even consulted Beis Din. Would Beis Din stop such a marriage? Says the Mishnah, no. Ein mutzin miyodam. We would not take them away. We would not force them to give a divorce. As we said before, because at worst, they had done, or one of them had done, achosuku kosai, married the sister of the zkuka, which is, number one, a rabbinic prohibition only, and number two, it's removed as soon as the other brother has done yibum. So yes, it was a temporary issur, shouldn't have done it, but they did it, we'd let them stay married. Now, next case, lozeh shenayim velozeh shenayim. What happens if Reuven has two brothers, let's call them Shimon and Levi, and Moshe has two brothers, let's call them Aaron and Elazar. Well, here we have, again, a better solution because each one's got two brothers. Whenever there's two brothers, it's easier to get out of this mess of Achosuku Kosai. So what happens is, Achiv Shelzeh, the brother of Reuven, one of the brothers, Cholitz L'Achas, gives Chalitza to one of the girls. Gives Chalitza to Leah. The Achiv Shelzeh, and the brother, one of the brothers of Moshe, let's call him Aaron, Chalitz Lachas, gives Chalitza to Rachel. Once that's done, Achiv Shelzeh, then the other brother of Reuven, of the deceased Reuven, that's Levi, can be Miyabim Chalutzasa Shelzeh, can do Yibum to the Chalutza, to the one who was given Chalutza of Aaron, in other words, Rachel. And there's no problem whatsoever. Why? Because if Rachel was his deceased brother's wife, fine, he's done the right thing. He's done Yibum. Because Shimon, his brother, did not give Chalitza to Rachel, only to Leah, who was not his Yivama. And it's a non-event, because his brother would have given Chalitza to the woman that's not his wife, his brother's wife. And if Rachel is not the Yivama, if Rachel is not his deceased brother's wife, that's also not a problem. Why? Because Aaron has already given Chalitza to her, the brother of the deceased husband, and she's mutter to the world now. She's not a Yavam Lashuk, she's not a chained. She's already been removed, the brother Aaron gave it. What about Achosuku Kosai? How can Levi take the Achosuku Kosai? It's not. She's not even the sister of the Zkuka because Shimon, his brother, has already given Chalitza to Leah, who was, let's say, was the Yavama. And therefore, as soon as his brother, Shimon, has given Chalitza, there's no more Zika, there's no more connection. So therefore, Leah is not called Achosuku Kosai. The same thing happens with the other brother. The Achiv Shelzeh. And the brother of the other one, of Aaron, which is Elazar, the second brother, what does he do? Miyabim Chalutzasa Shelzeh. He can do Yibum to the one that Shimon gave Chalitza, i.e. Leah. As we explained, exactly the same reason that we did by Levi and Rachel. And the reason is, because if it's the wife of his deceased brother, beautiful. That means he's done Yibum. And if it's not, If Leah is not the wife of his deceased brother, and she is the sister of the ex of the wife of the deceased brother, that's also not a problem. Why? Because the other brother gave chalitza, so she's not called achos zukukase. Now, this is, of course, if they listen to us, they listen to Beis Din. So each brother, one brother of each, will give chalitza, and then the other brother can do yibum to the other chalitza. Fine. What happens if Kodmo Shnayim, if the two brothers of Reuven, let's say Shimon and Levi, went ahead, v'cholzu, and they both gave chalitza, they gave chalitza to both of them. Lo yiyabmu ha-shnayim. Then the two brothers of Moshe, that is Aaron and Elazar, cannot do yibum to both of them, because the first one that does yibum might be actually taking achos zukukase, the sister of a woman who is kukate. May not be the, if he tries to do yibum to one of the sisters, that sister may not be the wife of his deceased brother. And if it's not, if she's not the wife of his deceased brother, she's the sister of the wife of the deceased brother, which means that she's the sister of the zukukah, and no one's given her chalitza yet, because the other side, the other brothers, are not the brothers of that deceased brother. The wife, at least. Ela echod choletz ve'echod meyabim. What would happen in such a case, we would tell one of the brothers, give chalitza to one of the girls, ve'echod meyabim, and then the other one can do yibum. For example, Aaron could give chalitza first to Leah, and that would allow Elazar to do yibum to Rachel. Why? Because if Rachel was the wife of his deceased brother Reuven, fantastic, he's done yibum. And if Rachel was the sister of the her brother's wife, and therefore was the yavam of Shimon Levi, well, that's not a problem, because they've already given chalitza to her, the other brothers. So that frees her up for the whole world. And Aaron's brother's already given chalitza to Leah. So Rachel is not the achos zukukase, therefore she's mutter, it's mutter for Elazar to marry her. And that's what happens if they would come and ask us. But what happens if Kodmu v'chonsu? What happens if Aaron and Elazar didn't ask us? And they both went, one married Leah, one married Rachel. Once again, we would not stop the marriage. We would not tell them to get rid of their, to divorce their wives, for the same reason. Each one of them, there is a suffix. At the worst case, they could have married Achos Kuka, the sister of a one who's Kuka, the one who did the Yibam first. And maybe they didn't. Maybe there was they did the proper Yivama. So the second fellow, when he married the Yivama, she's already mutter for the whole world. And even if not, even if it was the opposite, it comes out that the one who did the Yibum first married Achos Zukukase, but when the second fellow comes and does Yibum, the second brother, the Zikah's gone. So therefore, what we say is, at the worst, they could have done an Isur, marrying Achos Zukukase, but even if they did, that's been removed, consequently, by the brother doing Yibum. And therefore, we would let them stay married in that situation. He comes an easier Mishnah Ches. Mitzvah b'gadol liyabim. It is a mitzvah on the oldest brother to do yibum. If a person died without children and he leaves several brothers, who should do it? Who should do them at the mitzvah yibum? The oldest one. Or either yibum or chalitza. And this is learned from the pasuk in Devarim, Perek Chaf Hei, V'hoya ha-b'choyer asher teled. And it shall come to pass the firstborn who she shall give birth to. And the rabbis took this pasuk out of its normal meaning, and they said, we're talking here about the bechor, not the bechor of the yavama, of the widow, but we're talking about the bechor of the brothers, the oldest of the brothers who their mother had given birth to. He should be the one to yibum. Yokum al shem ochiv ames. He should be the one to take the place of his deceased brother, i.e. to take the nachalot, to be inheriting it, and the other brothers don't get any portion with him. Now, that's lechatchila what should happen. What happens if it didn't go that way? V'im kodam hakotan. What happens if the youngest of the brothers jumped in ahead and he said, I'm doing Yibum. And he did. He didn't wait for his oldest brother. Zocha. We say that he is Zocha, he keeps the wife, he keeps the Yavama. And that's because we learn that out of a Pasuk, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov. Where the brothers are sitting together. As long as they were alive in the same time, we compare them, all the brothers are all able to do Yibum. It's preferred, the mitzvah, that the older one should do it. If the oldest one didn't do it, the others take, and another one can do it, even the youngest one. And b'di'evet, if he jumped ahead, he would let him keep the wife. Haniton ala shifra. A person who is suspected, there's rumors going around that he's been having an affair with a shifcha, with a shifcha knanis, a Knanite maidservant. V'nishtachra. And this shifcha was freed, and by being freed, she becomes fully Jewish. Oyala nochris. Or there are rumors he's had an affair with a nochris, a non-Jewish woman. V'nishkaira. And that non-Jewish woman converted, became Jewish. Harzel lo yichnais. He's not allowed to marry her. He can't marry the shivcha, he cannot marry the nochris that converted or that was freed. Why? Number of different reasons. Some say, Rashi learns the reason is because people are going to say, you see, this only confirms the suspicions. This only confirms the rumors that were going around that he was having an affair with her. And there's a pasuk in Mishlei that tells us one should remove all types of rumors from oneself. Others say the reason is because if we allow that marriage to go ahead, people are going to say, the only reason that, you know, she became Jewish is because she had an affair with a Jewish boy, and that's why, etc., etc. So that might be the reason. That's how the Rambam learns, how the Meiri and the Ramban learns. But what happens if he didn't listen and he didn't ask us questions? He married her. V'im konas. If the Jewish lad went ahead and married the shivcha, the Nochris who became Jewish, Ein Moitzin Miyodai. We would not stop the marriage. We would not tell him, you got to divorce her. Because even if the rumor is true, she's not forbidden for him. But in the last case, Haniton Al Eishes Ish, a person who there's a rumor that he's been having an affair with a married woman. V'hoitzi'uha mitachas yodai. And they took her away from her husband. In other words, based in enforced a divorce because of this suspicion. And this person has been rumored to have an affair with her. Now is not allowed to marry her. But what happens if he did? Afal pishe konas. Even if he did marry her, yotzi. Based in would force a divorce. They would say no. Why? Because if an aishas ish, if a married woman has an affair with someone, then she's also to that person min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah. As we learn in the Mishnah in Saita, that where a woman is unfaithful, commits adultery, is not only forbidden to her husband, but also forbidden to the man who she's had adultery with. And for that reason, he and min ha-Torah, she's also to him, and therefore based in would enforce a separation or a divorce.